Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. By the way, the up-to-date, the last up-to-date for the time being on the Laura Lynn Children's Hospice fundraiser began 48 hours ago, this time on Tuesday. It's now Thursday. At the start of Liveline, I mentioned that we had this unusual call, we thought 3 weeks ago, from a couple saying they want to give money, a significant amount of money, to Laura Lynn Children's Hospital, which they already have supported over the years, as we subsequently discovered, substantially. But what they wanted to do was try and raise the profile of Laura Lynn and also get them some publicity and some money. So what they said is they would lodge €200,000 in a bank draft in their solicitor's office. And they would, from that, match every penny that Liveline listeners would give in. We were going to run it till Friday, actually. And we thought we'd get up to 40, 50,000, and then they would give 40, 50,000. So Laura Lynn would have 100,000. By 10 minutes to three yesterday, the money that was actually collated, so to speak, we still have apparently a lot more to go through. By 10 minutes to three yesterday, Liveline listeners had donated €203,000. That was within 75 minutes on Tuesday, and the programme, 140, 45 minutes, Liveline listeners gave over €200,000. And David and Melda came on and said, that's a deal. It's now €400,000, which has now gone to Laura Lynn Children's Hospital. It's a fantastic effort by everyone involved. And as I said yesterday, the outpouring of love and support for that wonderful, wonderful organisation is boundless. Is boundless at this stage. So we really, really appreciate it. Now, as we said, we would leave it at that. It's up to yourselves. There's loads of great charities out there. You have all the Laura Lynn details. We will give you an update of the final figure, which will be way beyond 400,000, because at one stage on Tuesday, the Laura Lynn were getting 850 donations per minute during Liveline. Per minute they were getting. So it's a magnificent gesture after long, long 6-7 months for people. On the one hand, lots of people in financial diffs and strangeness, to say to speak, so to speak. And then on the other hand, a lot of people been asked over the 6 months to donate to charities. So we were wondering how this one would go. But the offer from Dave and Imelda was so unique that they would match every euro that Liveline listeners. So that's the Laura Lynn Children's Hospice is €400,000. I won't say better off, because it's not a luxury. The children who use and the families who use Laura Lynn Children's Hospice have 400,000 that will help them get through to the end of the year. Now, let me bring in Anne Reston. Anne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
How are you? It's a very unusual scam, but that's why we want to highlight it again. How did you, first of all, you saw an ad on Gumtree.
That's right. I was looking for some help at home, and about a month ago, I saw an ad. I contacted the girl whose ad was there. It looked like she was going to be good. We sent text messages backwards and forwards.
Okay.
She came to meet me. She's a bright, intelligent girl.
Yeah.
And she started working for me. So when she came to me on Monday and she asked me for some advice, she said, should she go to the guards? You know, obviously I sat down and had a chat with her. And
okay.
That's why I ended up coming to you.
And how long, at this stage, we call her Maria, it's not her real name. How long
sure.
has, and people understand why as we go along.
Mm-hmm.
How long has Maria been working for you?
About a month.
About a month, okay. And she's still with you and things are going,
yeah.
going great. And then she was upset on Monday and you asked her why.
Yeah. So she said her ad is still up on Gumtree.
Okay.
She had a phone call, I think, the previous day.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly from the manager of a hotel in Dublin.
Okay.
So offering her work.
Okay.
Obviously, that's what she wanted.
And the hotel, which doesn't exist, is called the Morkan House, the Morkan Lodge Hotel, the Morkan, M-O-R-K-A-N, just to be clear. And it gives its address as Savile Place, which is just up from Amiens Street Station there in Dublin. The address exists, But Dave, our producer, went down yesterday. There's no Morcan Hotel there, even though there's an incredible looking website, which includes the photograph of the front of the two houses in Savile Place, which are masquerading on the on websites as the hotel. And what they've done is they photoshopped the name onto the front of these two houses. OK, so the ad is up. And she gets a contact from someone claiming to be from the Morcan House Hotel in Savile Place in Dublin.
Did yeah, I... so she was, thought that was great. And this is what she told me, that she had lots of correspondence, I guess, by text with this guy. And it was only when he started asking her for her revenue account and her revenue password, yeah, but she obviously got concerned.
Wow.
And it was then that he started texting her what turned out to be not only rude and insulting messages, but some of them extremely crude.
Yeah.
And so she wanted to know, should she go to the guards? And, you know, something didn't seem right. I was sort of obviously a little bit concerned because, you know, he wanted her to go and meet him and, you know, she's a young girl and, you know, you wouldn't want to think what might happen. Mm-hmm. But it's when I looked at the website myself for the hotel, you've obviously mentioned the name, and I looked at the address, and the website has photos of really lovely-looking hotel, big rooms, big gym, big everything. And as you mentioned where it is, and there was no way that those rooms were going to fit in that hotel.
There's no way, Anne.
Not a chance.
There's no way that the gym on the booking.com website for the Morcan House Hotel, there's no way the gym could fit into those two houses in Savile Place in Dublin as advertised. We discovered, by the way, that the hotel photographs come from a luxurious hotel in Romania, of all places, not in Savile Place in Dublin. But at this stage, Marie is very upset because this guy, whoever contacted us from this from this hotel, which doesn't exist, Maria offering her job, but beginning with the request, I will need access to your revenue account and they will send you a temporary password code which will allow me to look into your revenue account for 1 hour time. Brilliant English. I will also check your references. And we know these guys, give them an inch and they'll take a mile, and they'll take more than a mile, because they then say, when Maria rightly says, no, I won't give you my revenue account, it's private. Fair play, Maria. They then say, we can't cross Irish laws. It's obvious you want to work. You want us to pay you in cash. And if you don't have a revenue account, or forward me your PPS number or a copy of your passport or driving licence. But then it gets worse and worse and worse. He says, I don't know who you really are, and we can't accept strangers with unknown records to work for our prestigious company, the Morcan, M-O-R-K-A-N, House Hotel in Savile Place in Dublin, which does not exist except on websites to take money off people, it seems. Then they say, and the most important, you don't have a good level of English and you are about 20 years old of age, which is make me wonder, because maybe you are not a serious and a stable worked, and either you are not a professional cleaner at all. So whoever's writing this doesn't have great English. Whoever from the Morcan House Hotel. So got the messages got much more abusive, didn't they? And this is where I think the Gardaí should be called in. And the messages got much more abusive.
Yeah, no, they did. They got very abusive, very insulting. And obviously she had asked me whether she should go to the guards. And I was a little bit more concerned, I guess, that the guards would perhaps not do anything straight away, because obviously nothing has happened to her. And I thought, if this is, you know, the big fat rat that I was smelling, some sort of scam or whatever, you know, because not only for girls who might go and meet this person, but equally, I mean, the rooms which you can book online, which I'm assuming don't exist, they're also quite expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of people who could be, you know, scammed here. And I just thought this is something that maybe needs to be out there. So I called you.
Okay. Is Maria there, by the way?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Maria, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Maria, you put the ad in on Gumtree, But you felt it necessary to put in a section in the ad saying you give your details, offices, you worked in a hotel, the area sweeping, vacuuming, ironing, walking pets, etc. I'm full precautions for COVID. It's a great detail. But you also put in at the end, Maria, I am just a cleaner or a dog walker. I don't do massage. Don't call me for massage. Where are you getting calls of that nature?
Yes, I'm calling a lot of messages and calling about massages. Some men asking me if I do some massages, you know, a different number. I think I got more than 15 numbers different messages and calling. And
how many? Sorry, say again, Maria. How many numbers did you get looking for a massage?
I think more than 15 numbers called me. Every day people was calling me.
More than 50.
And Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why I deleted, and I'm really afraid about Gumtree. And now, after that happened, I'm much more afraid, you know.
Okay. And the messages get more and more obnoxious. Now, what we did was, because he was giving you phone numbers to ring him on, and we tried one of these numbers. The man who was sending you these texts went by the name, it's obviously a false name, Derek Michael Morgan. Derek Michael Morgan, General Manager, Morgan Lodge, Dublin 1. Okay?
Yes.
So I rang the number that you gave us. And they're so upsetting, I don't think I'll read out the other text messages he sent you. They're so sexually crude. And all you did was, you said, I will not give you my revenue details. And he immediately... attacks you. Okay. But, okay. So let's listen to. Now, remember, this is a complete scam. There's no one connected to Seven Place has anything to do with this. They've just used that address. They've just photoshopped a beautiful hotel onto the name of the hotel onto two houses. And then they've robbed the photographs from a hotel in Romania to say this is what's behind the hall door, so to speak. This is what happened when I rang the number that was texting you with these abusive messages, Maria. And his name is as given, but it's not. True, obviously. Derek Michael Morgan.
Hello.
Is that the Morgan Lodge?
Yes. Yeah.
Can I have reservations, please?
Yes. Can I have your name?
Okay, yeah. My name is Peter Murphy. I'm in Wexford at the minute. You're in, I don't know Dublin that well, but you're in Seven Place. Is that near Amiens Street railway station?
Yes.
Okay. Would you have, I'm trying to get out of Wexford just for the weekend. It's overrun down here. How are you keeping?
You're going to have your number.
Yeah, I'm looking to come this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the double room. I'm looking at it on booking.com. It looks fantastic.
Yeah. But can I call me with your personal number because I can see your number, so in case I have to call you back?
No, my number is always blocked. It's a mobile number. Are you in one, is it 110 Seville Place, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you have availability this weekend?
Yes, we have.
But this
can
is
I go to our website, Morgan Lodge, and can I make that a booking?
Yeah. Are you just how far are you from Amiens Street Station? Is it walking distance?
Well, like 10 minutes walking.
Oh, brilliant! And what's your rates? I know it's expensive in Dublin. Is there any special rates at the minute?
We have for a single room. If you are looking for a single room, we have the rate is €110. €119.
€119. And does that include? I'm looking at the photographs of the breakfast. It looks lovely. Does that include the breakfast?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, is the breakfast included? Parking available and airport service shuttle.
Oh, brilliant! And the gym is. I know a lot of gyms are closed. Is your gym open at the moment? It looks incredible.
Yes, it's open with limited hours, only 6 hours a day.
It's only open six hours a day. And for you say, I know that's a good price.
Okay, so can I? Would you get what's your second, please? Just, because I'm also busy. Yeah. Just listen to me, sir. If you want to go to do a reservation, you can find all the details on morkanlodge.com, okay? Just type morkanlodge and you're going to find our website. There you can see all the details, room amenities and all the available facilities. And you can do your step of booking directly, and once I receive your details, I'm going to contact you back, okay?
Okay, and are you Derek Morkan?
Yeah.
Are you Derek? How are you, Derek? How are you? And how's the terms of the price? You say one night is it 119? You said for a single room or 110? Derek Michael Morkan, are you still there, Derek? Sound like you're still there, Derek. This is Joe Duffy here from RT Radio's Live Line. Your site is a fraud, isn't it? And you've been advertising on booking.com. We went down yesterday to your address. There's nothing there except a semi-derelict looking building. You photoshopped your facilities from a hotel in Romania, I think, an incredible looking hotel in Romania, including a massive gym. And the gym I looked at on your website, Derek, wouldn't even fit into the house on Seven Place. So why are you scamming people in this way, Derek? You've been contacting people online. Anyone that challenges you, you've been sending them horrible and abusive personal messages of a sexual nature. Where are you based, Derek? Derek, talk to Joe. You've gone very quiet. And even though the line is still open, I can hear. How did you manage to get Morkan Lodge Hotel, Seville Place, Northside, Dublin, Ireland? How did you manage to get a false location up on booking.com? That's what I'd love to know. And how did you manage to get all these incredible photographs? We'll tweet a lot of the photographs, and we've actually found a hotel in Romania, a luxurious hotel, where you've taken the photographs from. You've gone very quiet, Derek. Derek, is your friend Philip Seymour there? Maybe he'll talk to me now that I've told you who I am. Derek, is Philip there? I think Derek is hung up at this stage. Is that Derek? Derek, it's Joe Duffy here again from Liveline. I was talking to you a few minutes ago about the Morkan Lodge Hotel. Ah, Derek the Menace. Maria, do you recognise Do you recognise that voice?
Yes.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Is that the man that on his text line started sending you sexually abusive messages?
Yes, it's him.
Okay. Now, that is just absolutely disgraceful. And remember, he's picking an address. The owners of that building, I don't know who they are, but they're obviously reputable people that have been hijacked on the web. The photograph has been hijacked on the web by these fraudsters. Now, I just wonder how many people, we've had it before, how many people have booked into these, any accommodation that purports to be in that area, only or anywhere else in Dublin City. Obviously, the tourists are gone, so it's not happening at the minute. So that's why he's so anxious to get people in. Has anyone else been caught by the Morkan Lodge Hotel claiming to be one on booking.com? Magnificent facilities. Oh, magnificent. The only thing that they're missing is the four statues from the front of the Shelburne Hotel. That would be the exact same. Well, they're missing, aren't they, anyway? Maria, I'm sorry. Maria, why did you were saying about the ad. Will you advertise on Gumtree again, or has it just become so painful?
Yes, but Gumtree, really, I'm really afraid, you know, to apply again. Yeah. And thanks, Annie, for helping me with that.
Okay, well, I don't think Derek will be coming back to you at this stage.
I really hope, because yeah. I'm really afraid.
Don't be afraid. If you're afraid, Maria, and I know Anne is there and Anne is helping you. If you're afraid, Maria, you must go to the Gardaí. You must.
Thank you very much.
They'd be brilliant on something like this. They really will. Thanks, Maria. Enjoy your work.
Thank you.
And great to talk to you. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances. And
great
rest.
Thanks,
Maria. And I think you're blessed with the worker, your colleague that you found on Gumtree. She sounds like a fantastic person.
Yeah, she's really, really nice person.
Okay, voice and right back to you, Anne.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks, Joe.
And I think you should, if you can, just log it with your local Garda station and or Maria's local Garda station, because these guys, it's a sophisticated scam, because they photoshopped the hotel and the address and put in loads of photographs of Dublin at night, but it's not really Dublin, I think. And then on the other hand, when you get to talk to them, it's obvious within seconds from his answers. When you ask for reservations and how much are the rates in the hotel and how far is it from Amiens Street, that it's a fake hotel. Okay, 51551, mask can't stand.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.